Over the past year, Nigerian rebels have launched attacks like this one in Niger's Air Mountains. They've taken government soldiers hostage, targeted electricity plants that supply energy to uranium mines, and seized trucks and weapons. The violence began almost 2 decades ago when rebels protested mining in the mineral-rich north, home for many of the country's ethnic nomad Tuaregs. Mining, the Tuaregs say, has damaged valuable pastoral lands, while revenues have failed to benefit local communities. Treaties signed in Mali and Niger during the mid-1990s ended a period of open Tuareg revolt and brought a decade of relative calm to the region. But attacks broke out again a year ago. Tuareg and Niger, apparently frustrated by continuing inequalities, took up arms and formed the Niger Movement for Justice, or MNJ. Top rebel Agaliaga Lambo told VOA 30 years of mining has not improved life for the nomads. He says, ironically, mineral wealth has further impoverished locals.
Quand les sociétés s'installent dans cette région, tout ce pâturage de nomades.
Alambo says mining is destroying the land needed for crops, animals, and water. He says even if nomads accept they can no longer live off the land, the mining industry does not hire them. He says this forces ill-prepared nomads to look for work in cities. Niger's government says it has made progress developing northern mining communities, but rebels say the changes are not enough. Schools lack teachers and supplies. Clinics have little medicine. And mayors in the north say they get almost no support from the state. Niger passed a law 2 years ago requiring the national government to invest 15% of mining profits in the northern Agadez region. But the Agadez community has yet to see that money. Government spokesman Mohamed Ben Omar says the money has not yet been distributed because the government is waiting to renegotiate the price of uranium with longtime investor, French mining company Areva.
Le contrat vient d'être cité et signé il y a même pas un mois avec Areva.
He says now that a new contract has been signed, the government will share profits directly with the mining community, though he does not specify when. Areva agreed last month to pay the government 50% more per kilo of uranium. One of the world's largest producers of nuclear energy, the company mines about 40% of its uranium in Niger. In the past decade, the price of uranium has multiplied 6 times, driven by growing international interest in nuclear energy. Some mineral experts are calling it the new gold and say prices are only expected to increase. Late last year, the government awarded dozens of contracts to mining companies from China, India, and the United States, among other countries. But even as countries are rushing to make a profit off of Niger's natural resources, UN officials say another type of business may be stoking the violence in the region, international drug cartels. Antonio Mazzatelli, director of the UN Office on Drugs and Crimes for West Africa, says rebels may be fighting to keep government authorities out of the desert, far from lucrative smuggling revenue.
The fact that the territory where the rebellions are operating is also coincidentally the territory where a number of important drug seizures have occurred, where notably a lot of contraband smuggling take place, make us thinking that certainly there are big economic interests related to the control of those areas.
The Niger government extended a 6-month state of alert in the northern conflict zone, which gives the army more power to conduct security operations, patrols, search homes, and carry out identity checks. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Northern Niger.